You won't be sorry.
More secrets dumped into cyberspace. We're talking WikiLeaks and a whole lot of people red-faced over it. We're talking about diplomats and foreign leaders. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving, and you're ready now for the season of madness. Whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas, these are the days that make you go nuts. When you're just going down the street, you pass a mall, there's a log jam of cars, so then you try to go the back way, forget about it. If people actually still go and shop. See, this is Cyber Monday, and Cyber Monday, traditionally now in the last maybe 5-6 years, it's become a big deal because a lot of discounts are offered on many of the online shopping spots. In fact, most companies now offer some sort of online shopping anyway. So the idea is, okay, now we've got Black Friday, people actually physically have to go to the stores and wait. Then we create this thing called Cyber Monday, where they jump on what they think are bargains. You know, somebody told me once in the retail business that the best thing ever invented was the sale, was like the white elephant sale. And there's been variations of that for decades, because people think they're getting a bargain, but really in many cases they're jacked up. The prices are jacked up. For example, any of you guys out there considering getting engaged, I'm probably not telling you anything new, diamonds marked up 1,000%. Think about that the next time that you're out there shopping for that special ring. Maybe you talk her into something a little bit different, because the diamond is going to set you back a little bit depending on what you get. Anyway, we're not here to talk about diamonds and engagements and shopping and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we can dive into that, but we probably won't so much on this show. I think what we'll really dive into this hour anyway of America Tonight is what WikiLeaks has now become, the source for sometimes shocking details on secrets that many diplomats from the UN on down don't want us to know. And the real question, I believe, is fair or foul. If you go to americatonight.net, click on my blog, Notes from a Scorecard, I did a little blurb on it, and you think the words fair or foul, perfect for this one. Is this the right thing to do? Now, for the WikiLeaks owner, Julian Assange, of course it's perfect for him, because that's what WikiLeaks does. He's made a name, he has a niche, and the niche is getting classified documents and spreading them out on the internet. But what I believe supposedly was the intent behind WikiLeaks was to expose things that we didn't know that were happening, mostly connected to the U.S., of course. The problem is, does this, in fact, set up the possibility of more secrets? So the Pentagon, for example, is a great one to look at, because the Pentagon now, I'm sure, is going to have, and they already have talked about it, they're going to have massive changes in their security system. So the people who actually look at the documents, which means in the future it's going to be tougher to find out, I think, what's going on. The Pentagon is beefing up what they're doing because of the embarrassment of what was released on WikiLeaks, the thousands of war logs that came up. So with this latest stuff that I'm going to tell you about in a second, with the latest material that's making the rounds, the Pentagon feels pretty justified in some of the things that they're doing. I mean, these were State Department memos this time. Last time, it had to do clearly with Afghanistan and war efforts and all that sort of stuff. So the Pentagon said, listen, so this is what we do now. They changed their rules for using flash drives, for example, or other storage devices, whatever it might be. Sometimes people actually, believe it or not, still put it on a disk or leave it on a hard drive or whatever it might be. So the Pentagon is trying to make it harder for anybody to steal any kind of secrets. So because we know that already, you've got an army specialist pretty much who's the guy who leaked the documents, or supposedly, allegedly, is the guy who leaked the documents the last time around, and he's in the brink right now, or the brig. He's in the brig right now, on the brink of not too many good things in his future when it comes to the military. So, with the Pentagon making it tougher with the classified and unclassified stuff, what do you think is going to happen across the board? I think there's going to be more secrecy is what I think, and it's going to be tougher to get information out of many government entities. So this could actually backfire on the WikiLeaks founder, who I think, besides making a name for himself and exposing what's happened in some situations, I think that this, if the idea was to make things crystal clear, I think it's going to do the opposite. It's going to make things tighter than a drum, tighter than you could ever imagine. The whole idea of the free press and freedom of information, all that sort of stuff, I think it's going to be tougher and tougher and tougher. All right, one of the bombshells, if you want to call it that, I think they were little minefields, let's say. One of them was the fact that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed a directive that actually gave the State Department diplomats instructions on spying on other countries' reps, if you want to call them that, at the United Nations. The document was definitely signed by Clinton, and it kicked in at the end of July 2009. The information they were supposed to look for was credit card information, frequent flyer names, email, telephone, all that kind of stuff. And in some cases, they even asked for biometric information, passwords, personal encryption keys, all that kind of stuff. In short, you can imagine how many people would be furious over this. So the U.S. State Department also wanted to get information on the plans and future intentions of the U.N.'s Secretary General and people close to him on issues like Iran. This would be kind of a wish list, or because it's almost Christmas time, we'll say a Santa list. Who's been naughty? Who's been nice? Who do we have to look at twice? That's pretty much what the instructions were. And the instructions were sent to 30 U.S. embassies around the world, including Berlin. Berlin was also on the list. But this isn't the only thing, the stuff with Hillary Clinton. There were other things that were also exposed, like the fact that King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia was pushing the United States to attack Iran for fear over what their nuclear program would do. And that wasn't the only country. You could throw Jordan in there. Bahrain also would make the list. The United Arab Emirates also on the list. So this is stuff you can't take back. Once it's out there, once the secrets, once the memos, all that stuff is published, it's out there, it's too late, forget about it. I think, as I said, what will happen in the future, like the Pentagon, things will become that much tighter, and the flow of information is going to get harder. The spigot is going to be turned off. I guess in some ways that's a good thing for security issues. In other ways, I think it's not a good thing because that means more power, more absolute power, and less of a chance to catch somebody in the net that needs to be booted. You might look at it from a different point of view. That's cool. Give me a call. You know the numbers here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. As we roll on here, don't care about your stripes, left, right, somewhere in between. It's all about the conversation, my friends.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop extendyourlife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Topping Week in Counts. We continue down that path of WikiLeaks. Do you have any documents of the State Department's that were released over the weekend? 251,000 plus. Yeah, let me say that number again. 251,000 plus. And there were all kinds of juicy tidbits in there that have a few people red-faced as a result, as I described it when we first cracked open the microphone. And I'll give you one more. Here's one that surprised a few people. And there was a cable from the U.S. Embassy in Beijing that had allegations from a Chinese contact. And again, this is just an example that China directed a cyber intrusion into Google's computer systems as part of a coordinated campaign of computer sabotage to be carried out by government ops and private security experts and internet outlaws. And that's where that came from. So there were other memos, too, that had things about the UN and also things about relationships like the Italian prime minister, his relationship with the Russian prime minister, Vladimir Putin, of course. And one of the cables accused the Italian prime minister of being the mouthpiece of Putin in Europe. So it is a great fair or foul, and it plays the numbers for us because 251,000, and it definitely tops we can count. We move from that and all the repercussions, because there's many more documents, I think, that are going to come out, to, sadly, Leslie Nielsen. Remember him from The Naked Gun and Airplane and, you know, some of these movies that now you flip on TNT or some of the other networks and you'll see them played over and over again. He was that guy. He was the deadpan humor guy. And he had such a serious face. But his serious face turned out to be perfect for comedy because of the lines that that flat out he delivered perfectly in those movies that played up to, I think, his strength. That's why they did Naked Gun and 2.5 or whatever it was called. He did 60 films altogether. And 60 is a pretty big load, I think, for somebody who started acting such a long time ago. He was 84 years old, by the way, when he died on Sunday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. His family said that it was complications from pneumonia. He's probably best known for, like I said, Airplane. That came out in 1980. Then you can go forward from that and talk about, like I also mentioned, the Naked Gun movies and how funny they were, and those lines that he delivered that were just incredible. They had the Naked Gun 2.5 and the Naked Gun 33 1/3. And then he had some other movies too, like Spy Hard. He was part of that. He was a Canadian born in Saskatchewan, for those of you listening to us across the border. And like I mentioned, he had at least 60 movies and had a lot of success in his career, especially when he was older too, because so many people knew him as the guy who said the funniest deadpan lines that you could possibly imagine on camera. I mean, that was Leslie Nielsen, and certainly the Airplane movies started that, and then he went on from there. So he will be missed. He was even making some cameo appearances too lately. All right, we go back to something that I think is pretty interesting that Borders is doing. Borders, I was reading this over the weekend, they're going to give out $15 gift cards for public schools. You know, there was this documentary that came out maybe about 5 weeks ago or so. Maybe some of you actually saw it. It's called Waiting for Superman. Now, you think of that title. Imagine you have no idea what the movie's about. Waiting for Superman. I don't know that you're thinking that it's about the public schools, but that's what it was. It was a documentary that really exposed the weaknesses of our education system. So a lot of people have been inspired by that documentary, including Borders. They decided that they were going to come up with a fundraiser, and they were going to, they also were part of publishing the movie's, you know, companion book. But the bottom line is, anybody who makes an in-store pickup, you know, they go in-store and pick up a couple of books for the holidays or whatever to give out, whether it's a book or I think even a coffee or whatever, they get a $15 card to donate to a public school of choice. It's called DonorsChoose.org, and it's an internet-based kind of thing, and good for them. I mean, anything that can, I think, help the kids at school, that's an add-on additional thing, and if it's $15 times $15 times $15, I mean, whatever. Because you talk to so many teachers, and they tell you these horror stories about the money that they have to pump in themselves, which is not so much about the money, because they're not making a ton of money, but it's not so much about, oh my gosh, I'm stretched so thin, but I got to come up with pencils and extra paper. It's about the really good teachers, they're worried about the kids feeling like they're not getting some of the basic things that they need unless they figure out a way to come up with it. And if they don't do that, then those kids are stuck. All right, we go from the $15 gift cards to this weird twist over the weekend. This was a big deal. U.S. investigators say that fire at the Islamic Center in Oregon on Sunday was definitely arson, and issued a big warning up there in Portland that they're not going to tolerate any retribution for an attempt by a Somalian-born teenager to detonate what he thought was a car bomb. The key thing here is, once again, here we go again. The fire happened less than 2 days after Mohammed Osman Mohammed had gone to prayers at that center. He was arrested in a sting, and that involved a fake bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And the largest thing that they do, actually, in Oregon, Portland, rather. So the fire damaged a room at an Islamic center in Corvallis before the sun was coming up on Sunday. and they said they have evidence that it was arson, and Muhammad took classes at Oregon State University in Corvallis, which is about, give or take, it's been so long since I've been there, I don't know, doesn't matter, but it's like 80 miles or so south of Portland. So this opens up, again, that discussion about, here we go in the Muslim community, here we go, the guys at prayers, the kids at prayers, and then look what happens. So people are outraged, sad, torn up in that community. And we keep seeing this with the Somalian kids or teenagers here in our country who seem to be caught between these two countries or two different cultures or whatever. And if anything, there's got to be, and we know this, this is a layup. I mean, are there people trying to flip these teens in some of these mosques or in some of these Islamic centers? And the answer is yes. Yes, 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 and yes again. And unfortunately, this is the problem. Not enough people to assimilate, not enough people who know Farsi, not enough people that can be involved in these, in some cases, in these efforts to thwart what could be an attack. And luckily, there was a situation here where one was stopped. By the way, Muhammad is a naturalized U.S. citizen, because I know that was your next question, right? When you're cruising down the road, you're thinking, well, what's the deal on this guy? And he's going to be in court on Monday. He gets a maximum, could face a maximum sentence of life in prison, $250,000 fine. And, of course, that all hinges on what happens, what's the outcome. And it's if he's convicted of the charge of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. It seems more and more we're going down this road, doesn't it? The whole weapons of mass destruction thing, and will they get life in prison? So add another one to the pile, and we'll see what happens as this one goes all the way through for however long it goes through. One last one here, and this one is a brutal one, too. This is out of York, Pennsylvania, made big, big, big news over the weekend. A couple hid five kids from neighbors, from society, if you will, in York. And the kids were ages 2 to 13. They just concealed them. Nobody knew they were there. So you have this 33-year-old woman and a 45-year-old guy. Now they're hit with five felony counts of child endangerment. And what were they doing? Why were they hiding these kids? They said it was a chaotic household. I don't get it. It makes no sense. No birth certificates either. Stay with us.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Table here on America Tonight, WikiLeaks, fair or foul? What say you, America? Maybe you don't care. I don't know. Because somebody said to me the other day, well, what's it all about? I mean, what does it really mean? Doesn't the government ever know everything? It's not about you. It's not about shaking down you as an individual. It's about what is your country doing? What are the memos that are classified stuff that's out there, and is it fair or is it foul? And fair or foul is the perfect way to classify it for this show, because you either think, okay, well, this is a good thing, because why should there be these secrets out there anyway? And remember, there was some information that came out of the last bundle of stuff from the Afghanistan situation that was useful. But on the other hand, when they first dumped it out there, they exposed a lot of informants who could have been hurt by the Taliban, but to our knowledge, that hasn't happened. Now, in the case of the State Department memos being released, there would be channels that might be cut off, and certainly there are people scrambling, because you got to think about it, it's allies we're talking about. I'm sure King Abdullah couldn't be happy about having his name in print saying, oh, I'm pressuring the United States to blow up Iran, basically, because of the nuclear situation. I'm scared to death about it. And he wasn't alone. There were other unnamed officials from some of the other Middle Eastern countries that I mentioned. But certainly he can't be happy with that situation. And does that blow the lid off of diplomatic ties that are maybe necessary? Well, certainly it's necessary to have a few friends in the Middle East. So here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents on that one. We're going to also check our mailbag here in just a few minutes, but before we do that, a couple of quick odds and ends. I don't know what it is about people and going to games and some of the sad things that we're seeing happen now. There's a guy who died after he fell 20 feet off of a ledge at Soldier Field while he was at a Bears game. They say that it happened during the game with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was pronounced dead, obviously, at a local hospital. But what was weird is he landed on a small roof outside of the stadium. They say that he was there on the ledge. He was 20-some years old, in his 20s. They didn't release his name. And it doesn't look as though, I mean, it looks as though, who knows, was he getting photographed? Did he have a few drinks? Did he just jump? Because there were some witnesses that say it looked like he just flat out jumped. But this is the second death at a sporting arena in, I think, a week or a week and a half. There was a 2-year-old kid that fell from a luxury box, if you remember, at the Staples Center. That was during a Los Angeles Lakers game. Now, that was a situation where they were posing for photographs and whatever, and poof, he went over. And in this case, there's still some mystery surrounding, okay, what was the, what happened here. But it does make you wonder that will they eventually put up different kinds of barriers for the fear of something like that happening. And then I think myself of climbing up to, when you get those nosebleed seats in some of those stadiums, how it's, you have that terrifically high climb, and then you think, the people around you are getting a little toasty, and you start to think to yourself in the recesses of your mind, ooh, gosh, I hope he doesn't go over. And now that's happening. Of course, it's different if he leapt versus, oh, he fell over. I mean, Matt, isn't that crazy? Is it just me, or it seems like we've been talking about this a lot more, not just this past week, but there have been some weird things that have happened. In Texas, there was a fan that fell out at a Rangers game. It was purely an accident, and luckily the woman survived. There was another guy this season, this was a couple years ago, there's another guy this season that fell out of the stands too, another weird freak thing. And he's apparently going to be okay, and he's recovering, and they're lucky because they had pretty big drops. Do you think about it when you sit up further?
As someone who's not a huge fan of heights, I if I have seats kind of right up on the railing like that, I'm not one to be hanging over them. So I'd be in a position like that. I don't think I'd be falling down too much because I'm kind of weary of the heights, so I think I'd stay away from them. But, I mean, this has happened, every couple of years I think this happens. I think it happened at Wrigley Field and Yankee Stadium where guys fell onto the netting that protects the fans on the lower deck behind home plate. Do you remember something like that?
Yeah.
So, I mean it just kind of happens every once in a while, I think. Maybe people have a couple too many beers and think they can do some things they're not accustomed to doing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I agree with you. I'm not a big fan of the heights anymore. And I don't like anything with a railing. If for some reason I was close to a railing, the last time I can't remember where I was. I was somewhere where I did have a seat up against the railing. Might have been in New York somewhere, and I felt a little lightheaded because it just went through my head that's like, whoa, we are right on top of this sucker. You got to be kidding me with people getting just slammed and not being worried about falling over. Sounds like a weird thing, but lately we've seen that, like I said, lately we've seen that happen a couple of times, so certainly it's fair to bring it up. And it's sad. It's sad for this this kid's family because he's a young kid, and there are a couple of people that swore that he jumped, and they're still looking into it, not even releasing the kid's name now at this point. And it was pretty shocking to the people who were at the game to see that happen. And the first thing that goes through your head is, oh, he's probably out there, partying with his friends. But that might not be the case this time around anyway. All right, a couple of other quick odds and ends, and then we're going to head to the email This includes Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin making news lately with her reality show and what's happening with the ratings there. I think she's into like the third or fourth week of it. Might be actually the fourth week, and she's crisscrossing around the nation doing a book signing. And I guess hundreds of people turned out for an event she had in Iowa. And she did it over the weekend. She was in West Des Moines and Iowa. She's obviously pretty popular. She's got a book out called America by Heart, and she's considering this 2012 presidential run. But she's saying the visit to Iowa had nothing to do with that, wink, wink, that she was there to promote her new book, and that's it, period. She didn't do any interviews. She's really tight on the interviews now. But she was there with a lot of security, a lot of security. And there were a lot of people lined up, like I said, the hundreds of people lining up to meet Sarah Palin. And is this shades of things to come? Because everybody's waiting with bated breath to find out what's going to happen in 2012. I don't think it's going to be Palin. I think somebody else takes it, and maybe she just rides it for what it's worth at this time. All right, last one here on odds and ends. Lindsey Graham, part of the brigade that likes to talk out on the Sunday shows, and he certainly is one of the key senators when it comes to anything that has to do with terrorism. And he says he doubts that the Justice Department is going to get any kind of approval from Congress for these crazy civilian trials for the alleged September 11th conspirators. You know who that is? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men. So he says he thinks that he has the votes in the Senate to block that from happening, and says that the civilian courts may be the right venue for some terrorism cases, like somebody who's a low-level Al-Qaeda operative, but not anybody who's high up the chain, especially not Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I think he was on Fox as part of the Sunday Swirl. It's always interesting to see who those guests are, like I've said previously on the show. If you want to catch up with politics, of course, besides America Tonight and all the other talk shows you might be listening to if you're up in the wee hours or during the day, you catch those Sunday television shows, and they pretty much wrap up the week, I think. And that's what it is, whatever the hot topics are the week that's on or off the Capitol. That's pretty much what you're going to see there. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress. You have mail, mistress.
Yes, I do have mail. Thank you very much. And the mail includes this one from Joey D. Hey, Kate, do you ever watch The Simpsons? So funny that he just throws that out there about The Simpsons, because I haven't watched The Simpsons in a while, but because I was spending time with my nephew, it's a never miss for him, although I'm not sure he catches all the innuendos that are part of that cartoon. So I did watch The Simpsons for the first time in a very long time, and there were some funny things in it. It was an episode about the dog eating a homing pigeon and the crazy things that ensued with Bart and going to ditch the dog up at some farm and then not doing it. It still is pretty clever, and it's pretty amazing that The Simpsons has lasted this long, because I think it's been, I don't know how many years now, I want to say it's been over 20 years that The Simpsons have been on. And so they're capturing generations. If you have a 9-year-old watching it, and then you have people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s who watch the beginnings of The Simpsons and maybe still are pretty big fans of it. So interesting throw out there. All right, let's move on to this one. This is from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen in North Korea and South Korea? Wow, it's such a loaded question. Now China getting involved and proposing that there should be some kind of conversation, because they've had to do this now, trying to bring the two Koreas to the negotiating table because there's so much pressure now on China. I think that it'll blow over, but it's not done, my friend. Hang with us. Sports is next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Receivers left and right. Gerhardt's a single set. Percy motions to the backfield. Barr pass it off to Gerhardt, looking for his first NFL touchdown. He bullies down to the goal line. Touchdown! Toby Gerhardt has scored his first National Football League touchdown, and he's given the Minnesota Vikings the lead.
Late split left. Late clock at three. Here comes the blitz. Manning throws hot to the ball. Got it left. Come on, down the street to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants!
And the kick, a good one, a high one to the goal line. Forward slipping, coming out of the black end zone. Going to come right. Throw a wedge. 30. One guy to beat. Carpenter past him. He's gone. 40. 30. 20. 10. Jim Smith, you've won 10,000 and well. 101-yard kickoff return to open the game.
Derek Ward in the game. The lone back job on the center. Third and eight at the 41 of Tennessee. Handoff Ward. Flag down. Running right. And brought down across the 35-yard line. And now Andre Johnson and Finnegan are going at it. Helmet comes off of Finnegan, and Andre Johnson's ejected. Andre Johnson lost his cool with Cortland Finnegan, and you know Cortland's just trying to get Andre Johnson upset.
Manning's in trouble. Fires on the run. Picked off by Weddle at the 40. Far sideline, he's going to go. Weddle to the 10. 5. Pinball through traffic. Touchdown! Eric Weddle brings it home. Two of those for the Chargers tonight.
Here is Bryant. Two game winners already this year. Trying for a third. 47 yards for the win. Snap, spot, kick is away, on the way, and it is good!
every single time that we pop on the air to re-rack what happened in the NFL, we say, what a weekend. And really, it was an interesting weekend for week 12 in the NFL. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. We're doing a little sports shorts here. And it included, unfortunately, my Eagles go down at the hands of the Chicago Bears, 31-26. That was a very strange game. The field was torn up. There was some controversy over that at Soldier Field before they actually went into the game. I told you earlier that somebody also either jumped or fell out of the stands, and that was a crazy thing that happened during the game, although if you watched the network coverage, you certainly didn't see that. But that was a strange game nonetheless. Also, you had a couple of... You had another couple of strange things that happened, and you heard a little bit of it there. Matt was great to capture that. There was a fight. Yes, Andre Johnson pummeling Courtland Finnegan. Matt, you saw that. Wasn't that the oddest thing? I mean, it was like a brawl. You see pushing and shoving and that kind of stuff, but it was weird to see the punches that were thrown.
Especially since it was Andre Johnson, because he's really kind of a low-key guy.
Yes.
He's not a look-at-me type of receiver, the diva receiver. He reminds me more of like a Reggie Wayne type, the silent but really good, doesn't put a lot of spotlight on himself, and he just completely lost it. But on the other hand, Finnegan is known as probably the dirtiest player in the NFL. So,
yeah, he says he wants to be known as the dirtiest player.
Exactly, and so he was definitely popping off and trying to get the best player on the Texans ejected, and it worked for him.
Yeah, there you go. And it'll be interesting to see what the league does there, because you got to assume, well, you know, that something will be handed out, whether it's some kind of a mini suspension or
worse.
Let's
hope not,
worse.
Though, because I got Andre Johnson on my fantasy team, so it's going to take a hit.
Yeah, you don't want to see that happen. That's right. So Johnson and Finnegan, at least if nothing else, they were ejected, like we just said, from the fight. But man, that was pretty crazy. And that was fourth quarter when that happened, where you have, you know, the Texans star Johnson and the Titans corner, whom as Matt mentioned is a dirty player, Finnegan, and both of them booted from the stadium. I mean, it was ugly. And of course, you know what happened, it was a 20-zip Texas win. And the team had actually been on a spiral. They had lost four. So I think that's what happened there. I mean, the idea was get them off, and that's it. Okay, and then there was another game that I think was pretty interesting, because we've been really watching Minnesota come apart at the seams, you know, the Vikings, and they picked up a nice little win. I mean, why not? It's like the Cowboys. It's like some of the other teams out there that you really just don't see that there's any way they're going to the playoffs, but at least they can, you know, tweak a few things and end up in a more respectable place. So the Vikings picked up their fourth win, and they did damage to the Washington Redskins. The final score was 17-13, and Brett Favre was solid on two drives anyway, and the Vikings won Leslie Frazier's head coaching debut. It's like a Jason Garrett coming out party in a way. And like I mentioned, big in the sense that at this point, when you're in this situation, you might as well rack them up. Matt, I'm going to defer to you again, because you're a Vikings guy. Fourth win. You know, the players seem to play for Frazier anyway. It looked that way. And it is the Redskins. And the Redskins this season have been a strange team to watch. I actually was kind of surprised that they didn't pick this up. And the Redskins fall to 5-6, because they could have picked up their sixth win. And I think they were motivated, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, and actually the Vikings snapped, and I think it was almost a year since they've won on the road, too. So it was a big win. And you could tell... I don't know. I think the Vikings made a mistake not firing Childress earlier, because the players, just even in their post-game comments, if you read between the lines a little bit, you could tell how much they didn't like Childress and how much they actually really do like playing for Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, so he may be the guy. I mean, it may be Frazier, or it may be somebody else that gets cut loose, like Jeff Fisher. Maybe that happens, but who knows, or leaves. Or just maybe Frazier. There's some interesting things starting to unfold coaching-wise in the NFL. I mentioned Jason Garrett, and, of course, the Cowboys, they lost on Thanksgiving Day, but they lost to the Saints 30-27, which, by the way, was our Nail the Score game. So many of you called in on our special Wednesday night. Nail the Score is back to Thursday, just so you know. But nobody nailed the score. Some people danced around. It was interesting. Clarence in Kentucky had 30-27, so he nailed the score, what the final score of the game was, but not the right team. He said Dallas. If he had said the Saints, he would have been our second winner. It would have been 2 weeks in a row on the heels of Chris in Connecticut, of course, nailing the score of that Eagles game. But I watched most of that game, not every single quarter of it, but I watched a big chunk of it. And the Saints come out, and right away they put up 17 points in the first quarter. But then slowly but surely, the Cowboys started to come back and started to put up some points. They made some mistakes early on. But the key thing is they're definitely playing better. There's no doubt about it. You know, Garrett ended up with, he's got two wins so far, and then this game that was a lot closer than I think most people thought it was going to be, and they almost won this game. Didn't win it, but almost. He may end up being the guy for the Dallas Cowboys if they continue to play the way they're playing. And Jerry Jones said flat out he's the interim head coach. If he plays, you know, if the team plays well, if they show me something, then maybe he's going to end up being the guy. All right, since I'm broadcasting live from Tampa Bay, the Bucks were, it was interesting to watch the Bucks actually. I caught part of it at a sports bar, and at the bar, a lot of people, of course, you could tell because they were screaming for the Bucks, and who can blame them? It's the hometown team. They've had some strange things happen because they have had a lot of blackouts where they actually have buses taking people an hour and a half away because of the blackouts to go and to watch the games. Can you believe that? That's like, as I mentioned, I'm a Philadelphia fan. That would just no way happen in Philadelphia. You can't imagine that you'd have to go somewhere else to see the game. But that's what they've had to do, the fans that don't go to the game in Tampa. So Baltimore ended up beating them in the end 17-10. And the other side of that story is, how about Baltimore? Boy, Baltimore's been playing pretty good. They're pulling out wins left and right, and they're as competitive as any other team out there, but they're not the only team that's surprising. How about the Falcons at 9-2, and the Buccaneers are 7-4. 9-2, the Ravens are 8-3 on the season. I mean, this is money time. This is when you have to play so you get a spot in the playoffs. Don't forget, Nail the Score coming up this week at the regular time on Thursday in our third hour. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me at americatonight.net.